1,336 hours since I've touched another human being. You're getting a cellmate. No. Roommate, they said to me. We hope you rot to death in this place. Wait. For good behavior, they said to me. Another psycho just like you. No. No more isolation, they said to me. They are the minions of the reestablishment, the initiative that was supposed to help our dying society. The same people who pulled me out of my parents' home and locked me in an asylum for something outside of my control. No one cares that I didn't know what I was capable of, that I didn't know what I was doing. I have no idea where I am. I only know that I was transported by someone in a white van who drove 6 hours and 37 minutes to get me here. I know I was handcuffed to my seat. I know I was strapped to my chair. I know my parents never bothered to say goodbye. I know I didn't cry as I was taken away. I know the sky falls down every day. The sun drops into the ocean and splashes browns and reds and yellows and oranges into the world outside my window. A million leaves from 100 different branches dip in the wind, fluttering with the false promise of flight. The gust catches their withered wings only to force them downward, forgotten, left to be trampled by the soldiers stationed just below. There aren't as many trees as there were before, is what the scientists say. They say our world used to be green, our clouds used to be white, our sun was always the right kind of light. But I have very faint memories of that world. I don't remember much from before. The only existence I know now is the one I was given, an echo of what used to be. I press my palm to the small pane of glass and feel the cold clasp my hand in a familiar embrace. We are both alone, both existing as the absence of something else. I grab my nearly useless pen with the very little ink I've learned to ration each day and stare at it. Change my mind. Abandon the effort it takes to write things down. Having a cellmate might be okay. Talking to a real human being might make things easier. I practice using my voice, shaping my lips around the familiar words unfamiliar to my mouth. I practice all day. I'm surprised I remember how to speak. I roll my little notebook into a ball I shove into the wall. I sit up on the cloth-covered springs I'm forced to sleep on. I wait. I rock back and forth and wait. I wait too long and fall asleep. My eyes open to two eyes, two lips, two ears, two eyebrows. I stifle my scream, my urgency to run, the crippling horror gripping my limbs. You're a and you're a girl. He cocks an eyebrow. He leans away from my face. He grins, but he's not smiling, and I want to cry, my eyes desperate, terrified, darting toward the door I tried to open so many times I'd lost count. They locked me up with a boy. A boy. Dear God. They're trying to kill me. They've done it on purpose, to torture me, to torment me, to keep me from sleeping through the night ever again. His arms are tatted up, half sleeves to his elbows. His eyebrow is missing a ring they must have confiscated. Dark blue eyes, dark brown hair, sharp jawline, strong, lean frame, gorgeous. Dangerous. Terrifying. Horrible. He laughs, and I fall off my bed and scuttle into the corner. He sizes up the meager pillow on the spare bed they shoved into the empty space this morning, the skimpy mattress and threadbare blanket hardly big enough to support his upper half. He glances at my bed, glances at his bed, shoves them both together with one hand, uses his foot to push the two metal frames to his side of the room, stretches out across the two mattresses, grabbing my pillow to fluff up under his neck. I've begun to shake. I bite my lip and try to bury myself in the dark corner. He's stolen my bed, my blanket, my pillow. I have nothing but the floor. I will have nothing but the floor. I will never fight back because I'm too petrified, too paralyzed, too paranoid.
So you're what?